Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, shit is crazy, y'all. Like, what am I gonna do? I gotta find a new job.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we're doing part two of dating in the restaurant industry.
Dating in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, we're going to do a round table, and we have today with us Stephanie Duttinger.
Hello.
She's back.
Yes.
I know you missed me.
I did. She's seen the hug I gave her when she walked in the door.
I heard the hug. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
We're going to do a round table on this subject. And it's important for me to have a balanced view on the subject of dating in the restaurant industry. And we did, Danny and I recorded the part one over a year ago.
We weren't supposed to tell him that.
Time flies.
I mean, a year ago, the show might have sounded differently.
You're slacking. You know? It's evolved.
It's evolved.
It has, yes.
It'd be a new conversation.
Yes. So
We listened to some of the conversation. It's still going to resonate with people, I think. It's going to be a fine show.
Well, I mean, the topic is, you know, it's not going to go away. How we think about it is the same. We just want to really have, you know, a female point of view. And a balanced point of view, you know. And you know, you're a part two girl, apparently. You're the closer. You come in and you did part two of bartending.
What do you mean? Part two
of
bartending.
Second time here.
Oh, yeah.
And
the first show was a part two show.
Yes. I didn't remember that.
That was, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I think Rockstar did the first
yes,
one.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
She comes in and lays the hammer for the female point
of
view.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I won't call you our part two girl. That's
No, that's okay. Uh-huh. I like it.
It was a good show. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen. We did bartending part one with Rockstar in part two. That was early.
That was really early. That was first season. This is third season now.
Yeah. Not only was it first season, it was early in the first season.
Yeah.
And yeah, is this show number one or no? Yeah. This is show number two.
Number two, yes.
Yeah, show number two in season three.
Yeah.
You guys need a calendar or something. Keep track.
We do. We keep track just fine.
Sounds like it.
I know, right?
Hey. Just because he's getting older. No.
Danny, you know I'm not getting older.
He's a vampire. I don't know what that is.
Right? How'd you pull that one off? I want to learn that one.
You know better. So the good and the bad, there's really, I wouldn't say call it any ugly, but the good and the bad about dating in the restaurant.
Oh, there's some ugly.
Oh, see?
There's a lot of ugly.
See? Let it out. Don't say there's no ugly.
Oh, it's no ugly for me.
Again, I don't know how you pull that one off.
You ever saw Johnny Dangerously?
No.
It's an old movie, and the guy said, "Don't put me on a hook. My mother put me on a hook once. So I dated in the restaurant industry once. That's how you avoid the ugly.
Yeah, but even if you're in the restaurant industry and you date outside of it, it can get
true.
Ugly.
And that's kind of what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what we're talking
today.
About right now. Yeah.
So you know what do you
consider ugly? Let's talk about the ugly first.
Well,
I like She's like, who?
Right? Where do I begin? Well, when you start, it depends too, like what your schedules are. That's probably the biggest issue, mm-hmm. is a scheduling issue. So you have a day walker, and then you have somebody that works nights and weekends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So day walker. Yes, that is the official term, is called the day walker.
I had no idea.
No?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They work, you know, the Monday through Friday. They get off. They go to happy hour a couple hours on Friday. No big deal, right? Well, if you get off on Saturday night at 3 a.m. and you want to go and have a couple of drinks, I don't understand why you need to drink at 3 a.m. Why don't you just, you know, it's 3 a.m. You've been at work all day. Well, yeah, I've been at work all day.
Yeah.
I don't get to drink when you get to drink. So yeah. I want to drink when I get off work too.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are our hours.
Yes.
You know,
like, that's our happy hour.
Right. Why are you drunk on a Tuesday? Because you're drunk on Saturday. Yeah. You know,
like. That's my Saturday.
Exactly.
That is so true.
It doesn't compute.
No, not
no matter how many times you explain it.
Yeah.
No.
The hours don't compute.
No, not at all. And then obviously, you know, scheduling, you either never see them. Mm-hmm. You never have a day off on the same day.
True.
You know, vacations are fun. Somebody's got to take off work.
Yeah. and they get paid. They get,
right, paid, that's vacation. True. They get paid vacation.
Yeah, not typically. We do not get paid vacation, so they vacation way different than we do.
Yes.
You know, we have that vein in our forehead. We
how much money
beforehand.
Am I not making right now?
Exactly.
Yes, but you're right. You're like, the key is to budget before you leave. So you make sure you got all your money when you get home to it, at least.
You got to bookend. Yeah. You got to bookend them doubles.
Oh, for sure, yo.
I'm leaving in a week.
Right.
I got to pay the bills plus have spending money.
Yeah.
And then you got to come back to like to shifts.
Something. You got to come. Yeah, you got to come back to either work or a little bit of money to ride you over until you start working again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go on vacation, do you take that buffer day?
No.
Ooh.
I like.
You go right back in?
Yeah. I try to. It's hours sometimes. Like, I'd be like, all right, what time does my plane land? Do I have time to go to work?
You are a crazy person.
Yeah, it's probably not the best idea. But, you know, when you're taking days off, especially if it's like a week. First of all, I hardly ever take a week off. It's usually like a couple of days.
Yeah, no.
Like, can I squeeze this in and still get a semi-regular schedule?
It's usually a weekend
schedule.
Plus 2 more days is how I feel about it. Like a long weekend or a...
Yeah, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's true. Like... Feels like taking a week off.
For us, it is a week. That's a mission right there.
Especially if it's on a weekend. You're like, well, if I take one weekend day off and then like a couple weekdays.
So that's important, I think, because the lens that someone who's not initiated into the restaurant business, how they view a vacation, they're completely relaxed. Mm-hmm. They're off. They're getting paid. They're coming back to a paycheck. And I'm not saying that we're tight because I think we tend to be
loose.
Good at, good at not only being loose, but we compartmentalize, you know, because we eat in spurts, we drink in spurts, you know.
You have 30 seconds. I haven't had a sip of water in 8 hours.
Yeah. Like you go to the bathroom, you take, you know. Yeah.
It's even worse for her. You know, because they're behind a bar, and then I used to see them doing the happy dance behind the bar, and then they look around, and somebody in the back, and they're gone.
Oh, yeah. No, you're like, keep an eye on that. You're like, all right, when's somebody getting out of there? Employee bathrooms are a great thing. If you don't have them, it's, you know, it's tricky.
Yeah, I've worked at both, and but the employee bathroom is so, well.
It's usually also the mop closet.
Yeah, like there's storage in there for sure.
It's not just a bathroom.
There's everything in that thing.
Yeah,
yes.
There's some cabinets, some shelves with paper products and, you know, cleaning supplies and things like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's so spot on.
Yeah, so as you vacation and then you're thinking like, oh my gosh, I have to, I have started to take that, you know, decompressed day.
That's smart.
It's only because I kind of have to, you know, like working that next day or the day of, especially like where I've been vacationing lately.
Oh, yeah,
you know, going
to
Vegas.
Yeah, we go to Vegas
like
every
that.
Year. We always make sure we have that day before we go back to work.
I mean, especially Vegas.
Well, yeah, because it's more of for the sleep. You got to get your sleep pattern back to normal. You're going to the West Coast. You know, you're already in such a hyper mode. You're coming back. You're tired, but you don't want to have to wake up on a red eye and have to go to work at. You know, even if it was 5 o'clock that day,
yeah.
I would be miserable.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Omar, who did the show, he did one.
One, he did one. Only people that have done two are this one right here, who's here right now, and Mateo.
And Mateo was the first one maybe 2 weeks ago, a week ago.
Yeah, he'll be actually coming out this week.
Yeah. So Omar did the round table.
Yes.
Yeah. And he did a red eye from Vegas and then worked that day.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Crazy person.
He worked the day?
He worked, it was a brunch. It was an all-day brunch.
So he was there. So wait.
That sounds horrible.
He landed at 6 and was there by 9?
I'm pretty sure. Either it was the night before, it was not 24 hours. He did not get that decompressing day. And the other reason, too, is he would not have gotten the time.
Yeah.
So he had to do it.
Yeah. Sometimes you take it when you can get it.
You take it when you can get it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So have you ever dated someone in the business, so to speak, completely initiated, been in there for a couple?
Yeah.
How describe the dynamic. Because I ask because I feel like it's a double-edged sword when you're with a person who's not in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine it and liken it to actors only relate to other actors that people who aren't in the acting industry, probably don't get that, it's a fake kiss. So you have to work closely with somebody. Are you going to be gone?
Oh, yeah.
Or, there's certain dynamics that happen that you just might as well date another actor because they know your schedule. They know the things that you have to go through. That's the lens that I was.
I mean, it really depends on the people, I think, because the couple of people that I dated that were in the industry, they were cool, chill, whatever. They understood everything. But I've seen people that are still in the industry and their girlfriend's bartending or whatever. And every guy that she talks to, she's trying to sleep with. And, all this is huge drama. And you're like, you need to get this person out of here. They either need to not be around when you're working or you need to get rid of that person altogether.
I feel if you're working together, you're working. You know what I mean? It is what it is. And you can't not work and not make your money. But if you shouldn't be in the building, if you're significant, if you're not working and she is, or if she's working and you're not, neither one of you should be able to build at the same time.
Make your money.
Make your money. Let them make their money. You want to hang out outside of the restaurant as much as possible, but not together. Or you want your space. You need that space. That's your work zone.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I mean, it works out so much better that way.
But I also feel like it goes hand in hand, right? If you are secure.
Yeah, you got to be secure.
You would not have, been over them. Oh, who are you talking to? Or what was that guy?
Yeah.
You should know. I mean, if you're in, especially if you should know already that, hey, they're making their money.
Listen, there's a strong component of flirting that goes along in the industry.
Absolutely.
And I used to say the phrase, hey, man, I work for tips.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like flirting in a way that, hey, baby, what you're doing, but it's presenting yourself in a pleasant way. Manner,
right?
You're
creating the illusion.
You're all about the delusion.
That's a while, yeah, right?
All about
it
that.
Is though. Everybody has to think you're happy all the time, that you love, waiting on them or serving them, and so
you're happy to see them,
right? sometimes you're not.
It might have nothing to do with that person. You might just be having your kind of day, but you have to still put on that face and be excited to see them, so they feel like they're welcome, that they come back to the place.
True, but I think that's a different thing, though. That's a different thing we're talking about. Yes, the guest should never know what your personal life is, if you're having a day at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm talking about is baked into the, into the cake of what we do is being pleasant in a way that,
Yeah. And my current boyfriend is not in the industry and he's really good about sitting somewhere and he doesn't care what the people say or whatever, mm-hmm. but personally, I know I tone it down if I know he's within earshot.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You're not an animal.
Right.
He's got
feelings. It's a little
considerate.
Even if he doesn't seem to care. I'm not going to be as over the top.
Yeah. You don't want to push it, but... And so how do you deal... Okay, so let's talk about that aspect of it in relation to guests as well as coworkers. Because the flirting goes, in-house as well.
Correct.
That's
I mean, there's a lot less flirting when the significant others are around.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of funny. A lot of times the customers don't know. Mm. And then sometimes the employees don't even know either, but usually you let them know.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, this is
Oh. So they act the way they should.
Not right? AKA behave.
Yeah. Tighten up.
Right?
Ixnay on the grab assy. Yeah. I was never good at big Latin.
Yeah, keep working on that one.
so that's the ugly. Did we get to the ugly?
I mean, I feel like the ugly is just like different perspectives on your time and how you spend your time and everything. And it and there. We're used to everybody going out on, you know, weekends and everything. So it's, I think the biggest thing is the time problem.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I mean, personally, I haven't had a lot of issues with the flirtation or everything else.
Okay.
He understands at least that's part of.
Yeah,
that's
the business.
Everything. Yeah.
Especially being you're a bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And.
Very good bartender.
And I don't. I would not be able to tolerate somebody who is overly possessive or jealous. I'd be like, nope, bye.
Yeah,
you didn't make the cut. You're messing with my money, my life.
Yeah, no, they should definitely understand that.
Yeah. So, and then it is just trying to find time to spend time with each other. So, you know, that's been different.
Yeah, time together is what I think I mentioned it in a previous episode. That mm-hmm. was one of my undoings in my relationship mm-hmm. is time together. You know, we had opposite schedule.
Right.
She was a day walker.
One's coming, one's going.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's a new term now, isn't it? Daywalker.
I love it. I love it.
She wasn't always a daywalker. She was one of us.
Yeah, but she quickly forgot. You know?
See, that happens.
That's the thing you need to address, though. Like, you know, like this is what we're talking about. To the daywalkers who were right. the nightwalkers.
Right. Well, but they change, then you got to change when they change. Because then that becomes why? A problem. Otherwise, that's just the way it is. I don't know. Otherwise, you have problems.
Clearly.
Y'all don't. You don't make the transition.
Yeah, like, wait.
You're going to bed. Just, you're like, waking up.
How are you going to be on the same schedule as me? And then all of a sudden, boom. Right. Like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
This is no longer acceptable.
Right?
It's like, no longer acceptable.
That is just.
That's like when somebody, you wait on somebody, it's like, oh, don't worry. I used to be a waitress, or I used to be a so-and-so. And then you look at the tip and you're like, oh, you forgot.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah. Why would you even say that? You should just say
or you were lying.
They forgot. I don't even say anything. When I sit at a table, it never comes out of my mouth.
I would never tell you that I work in the industry.
No, I shut it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Or if anybody else tells. Like, be like, oh, yeah, they're a bartender. They're a server. You'd be like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How did you tell them that?
I avoid it. Rockstar always says it. He always says, oh, blah, blah. He's like, I was like, nobody cares. I don't stop. Then you have to be somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I'll pay for my thing full price, and I'll tip you, you know, your whatever.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to talk about it. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true.
So in my case particularly, you're right. She was, and, you know, she did it while she was in school, and it was a number of years. She was there for a long time, and you think that she wouldn't forget. And even, I'll tell you even this way, when we do go out to dinner, she'll even ask, oh, what should I tip here or whatever? I was like, come on, man. You know this.
Right.
You got this.
It hasn't changed.
You would watch yourself.
Use right, that long memory right. you got. You remember everything I ever done.
Straight like an elephant when it
selective,
comes to that kind of
stuff. Yeah, very selective.
Come on, you got this. I know you do. But I understand. I get it, but I don't because, like you said, if you get off at 11:30, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you go grab something to eat or a couple of drinks. You're not coming.
It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock. Easy.
Why are you coming home at 5? Because I've been off work for 2 hours.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, particularly for bartenders, you guys don't, you know, if you lock up at 2, Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not coming home till 5.
Right? Can you imagine if you worked at like Scarlett's or something and you're out at like 7?
Yeah.
And you're like, let's go to breakfast. Like, why are you coming home at 9 in the morning?
You probably would be home till noon because, you know, by that point, stuff's open. You're like, I need to go to Target.
Get your second win.
No, because at that, you might as well go at that point.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well, because once you get home, it's, by the time you're waking up, it's time to go back to work.
Yeah.
So you need to get it all in, especially if it's that late of a shift. You know, you might as well, like I said, get some breakfast, go and get, you know, obviously there's no drink at that point, but go and take care of your normal daily, your errands.
And that is a pro. That is definitely a plus in my book. I get to go grocery shopping.
That's when nobody's there.
No one's there.
I don't even know how to go to a restaurant on a Friday, Saturday night. Why are there so many people here?
Oh, like, it's so annoying.
Why am I waiting for a table?
Yeah, why is there a wait?
Right? It's so annoying.
Yeah, so you go to Home Depot
it's
on like
amateur night. You're like,
yes. Yeah. Just put me back behind the bar. I don't know how to behave over here.
I don't enjoy going to a restaurant from Thursday on.
No.
Yeah, Thursday.
Give me a Monday
Saturday
or Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
Mm.
It's in and out. You get great service.
Yep.
You know? But yeah, you get to do things where, you know, traffic is light, mm-hmm. you know, when you're navigating your day, getting your errands done, mm-hmm. things like that. Grocery store, Home Depot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrestling with the weekend warriors. And but then I think... The one thing that I missed for all these years was happy hour. And we finally got to go to happy hour. Like,
happy hour is amazing.
Happy hour
it's like the best thing ever.
So I found this happy hour. I've been going to happy like the last 3 Sundays. I found a spot that does a happy hour on a Sunday. And I work like Sunday day. And I have my daughter, but I pick her up at like 9 o'clock. So I go watch the Sunday football. It's football season right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I go watch the 4 o'clock games after my shift. And it's so cool. You know? I feel like a normal person for a minute.
Right?
So I'm home by 8, 9 o'clock. It's awesome.
You as a bartender going to happy hours, that must be magical.
It is magical. I mean, it never happens. But when it does, on the very rare occasion that it does, it's great.
Yeah.
We all 3 of us, right? Didn't we go to happy hour?
Was it on a Monday?
I think it was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, it was summertime though.
Yeah, it was summertime.
Yeah,
it was hot.
Yeah.
It was summertime, and I think we didn't have the kids.
Yeah.
And
well, hopefully you didn't take them to happy hour.
You were there.
No, I know. Hopefully you don't take them to happy hour as a general practice.
I don't even drink when I have my daughter.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, unless there's another adult parent.
Right,
you know?
Somebody to be responsible.
Yeah, I'm too conscious of if something happens, I'm going to have to drive, you know, or answer.
Yeah, the only time I usually drink when like, my daughter's like, my family's in town or something like that. And
yeah.
But we'll all go like, to the beach or something together, and that's totally different. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But besides that, no.
Yeah, you need more hands-on.
Yeah.
You know? It's just me. I don't need it.
It kind of raises questions anyways. You're sitting there... Just you and your child, well, and yeah, you're drinking? What's wrong?
Boy, Pat used to take his daughter to the doggone bar all the time.
Really?
Oh my gosh, the Black Pearl? Yeah. Remember? I was like, what is this kid doing here? He'd be out after work and stuff like that. She's at the bar.
Oh.
I was a kid that was at the bar, too. I can't complain. But my dad wasn't in our industry either. So, but my dad used to work as an engineer his whole life, and we would go in D.C., USA Today, you know, the newspaper company,
mm-hmm.
they own a really big building in Northern Virginia that overlooks the city.
Yeah.
So on the weekends, my dad would go, you know, he would be the night guy there. And we would get there, and we had nothing to do because most of the time there's nothing, you know, the building's closed. But there was a little bar, and we would go in for dinner because he had to be in the building. He had to have somebody physically there, something broke or anything or needed to be fixed. So you always had to have somebody on premises, whether like it was alarms or little stuff. So there was a little bar. It was called New York, New York. And I pretty much grew up in this little bar on the weekends. It was awesome though. Like we would be up there. I had my little coins, and this is back when arcade games were like awesome.
Okay.
We would go. And...
Arcade games are still awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, but like they were actually prevalent. Like in
places. Oh, yeah, they were everywhere.
Yeah. There was like a an arcade game, and then they had like a pinball machine. And we would sit there for hours, me and him, and I would play that pinball machine. He would have a couple of drinks. He'd give me like some chicken tenders, but it was amazing. I still remember this to this day. It was like our bonding time.
Yeah.
See, that's like entertainment, though. There's stuff to do. It's not like you're just sitting there like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and get drunk with this kid.
Yeah, that's different. The Black Pearl is just a bar.
That's a bar. They have food, though, don't they? I think they have a kitchen, right?
Yeah, the most bar, you want a bar to have food. That's how you get people to stay. Right. If they're hungry, they got to leave you.
Usually you let the food come in. Like, you be like, all right, go get a slice of pizza and come back. You can bring the food in here.
I used to go to this bar near my house, and they would let you order food.
Yeah, I worked at one like that. We had the menus and everything.
Delivery would come there.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yep. Get pizza and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, but it only makes sense. You don't want them leaving.
No, yeah. Once they leave, you're not getting them back. Yeah,
you're not getting them back. Yeah. Somebody else is getting them.
Yeah. You got.
Yeah.
You got to figure out that food situation somehow.
The only time I think that works, like downtown where everything's, next
it's
door.
It's local, and,
Yeah.
Where you can go grab a slice of pizza.
You can walk around with the alcohol. Exactly. You can, just come right back.
True.
You're not really going anywhere. It's really like one big bar. They just have like little different individuals.
Yeah.
Another thing that I find challenging in dating someone outside the industry is that we are very social people. Yeah. So if when I'm out with someone, chances are I know the bartender or, a server. It's like, I don't know you work here. And then it's like, everybody. Yeah.
Yep, pretty much. Small little world.
It is.
Yeah, but it kind of casts a different shadow on you. You know what I mean? They think that you're
out all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But people come to you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Or you've worked with somebody here and then they went somewhere else. And like,
people move around in your city a lot to different. I mean, it's a very, especially where we live at, it's very transient here. And then not that you're moving job to job, but somebody's worked with somebody over there and you meet them and you're like, oh, I know you from here. And you just kind of meet everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that works out okay as long as you like everybody gets along. Yeah. Sometimes you have regulars or coworkers that you're like, they don't like this person. Yeah.
Oh, that's a hidden con right there.
Oh, for sure.
I've hid out from people.
Yeah, you got to go hide in different cities. Sometimes. Not like
like a neighboring town.
Yeah,
that's why I like going to Del Rey sometimes.
Boom.
I know I'm not gonna know anybody up there.
Exactly.
Nobody. Although it happens.
You never know.
It does happen. Yeah. No. It's every town's a small town for the most part. But I remember going to Molino's and I saw this kid that I used to work with, and I was with my daughter and I was like, she's like, what's happening? I said, I don't like that kid right there. And I was just like kind of slinking down to because he was waiting for a table, and then he kind of walked past and I unshielded my face,
You kind of make eye contact, but I didn't see him.
Oh, no. I saw him.
He was fully hiding.
I saw him come by the window.
He was fully hiding.
I was fully hiding. I saw him come walking and, him and his girl. And I was like, kind of slouched down. I turned. And he's like, he's still there waiting for a table. I was monitoring the situation.
Uh-huh.
Because you just don't want to have certain conversations. And you don't want to engage people you don't care for,
Right.
So.
But if they're like your regulars or something, too, you're like, I got to be nice. But I don't really want to talk to this person.
True.
And then the person you're with has to deal with them. You're like,
Sometimes
they don't get the hint that you're trying to blow them off.
It could be awkward because they say dumb crap sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they'll bring up stuff that you did not want.
Yeah. I'm trying to sink my boat here,
I don't need you saying nothing.
Yes.
It should be a high and a bye.
Yeah. Good to
not
see you.
Appropriate.
Good to see you.
Exactly.
See you next time I'm at work.
Exactly.
I waited on this guy for brunch. He's telling me afterwards, I used to work, I was at the Green Bay Packers and, but he's a nice guy. He comes in and this is the second time I waited on him. And he's like, if you see me with another woman, I was never here with this girl. I was like, okay.
that's kind of like an unspoken rule though. Like,
it should be.
You as the industry people, you will see the same person with five different people.
Yeah,
the wife, the girlfriend, the other girlfriend, you're right. The Monday night, the Tuesday night, whatever. You're just like, okay, whatever. It's your business. It's not. Mm-hmm. Stay away from that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I get it. I'm not going to be like, "Oh, you're new."
Right? You know, I haven't seen you before. Oh, yeah. Was your name? Before. No, that was not your name.
That was not.
That must have been the other
I
one.
I did that one time by accident. A friend of mine was dating a girl, and he brought another girl, and they were, and they looked very similar. And I was like, "I've met you before," and that's all I said.
Don't you remember?
And he kind of just looked, and I shut up. I go, "Oh, no. You just look familiar. You had to fix it on your own. You're like, oh.
Right? You're like, wasn't it at that? Not with him, but like,
yeah,
oh, like.
Exactly. Do you know so and so?
Right.
Trying to land that chopper.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing too, going back to the social thing, I was just thinking about that. I like if I have regulars or new people or whatever that they're just hanging out, I'm like, "All right, you know, I'll meet you up for a drink here or whatever." Yeah. That doesn't usually go over so well. Or like if somebody like needs a ride home or whatever, why are you always driving people home? I don't know. They needed a ride and I was there. Like,
yeah, you're a good person.
Yeah. But it's, you know, you're social. You just kind of, you know, everybody's your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not, you know, be stupid about it. Like, you know,
I mean, there's rules. But
yeah.
You know,
right. Guidelines, yeah. But
but our guidelines are a little bit looser.
But yeah, definitely.
Well, obviously, yeah. You just can't break. You know, we try not to break golden rules. Everything
right.
else is
listen.
Everything else is wide open.
Yes.
It's tough because, like, you know, you get hairs and you get these what are these blonde hairs doing in your front seat?
Right.
It's like, you know how many people I drive to their car?
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
At the old job. It was
a mile that you're walking to your car
you had to
or
walk
something. Yeah.
Far.
Yeah, we had to walk about a mile. Yeah, about, you know, right. at least a half a mile. So, you know, at the end of the night, you know, there's certain places like, "Oh, yeah, well, I park right here." You hop in their car, they hop in your car, you go get your car, and you go pick
whoever's
up a bunch of
the
people.
Closest.
Yeah.
And then you go drop them off, and so they can bring the closers can bring their cars up closer to the place. And
yeah.
There's a lot of different.
There's a lot of like Stephanie said, you know, you do things because you're more social, but we have that different air about us,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Oh, no problem, you know. Our city limits are a little bit closer than others, mm-hmm. You know. And even physically, I remember going in, and this is one of the reasons why I don't like going into my place of work to eat or hang out or anything. Because your coworkers will hang on you a little bit and stuff like that. And it was Butt Cheeks.
Ah.
She came over and hung on me.
You have a friend called Butt Cheeks? I feel like this is a story I need to hear
to
at some
name.
Point.
No, I got it.
And she came over and hung on me. I was like, get back, you know? It was
Code
not.
Blue.
It was not appropriate. But that's how you
right.
are because
it's so natural. Because
it's
you're,
so natural.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Definitely a family.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Wherever you work, like,
yeah.
I mean, you spend a lot of time with each other. You
exactly.
go through a lot of shit together.
Yeah,
you know. So it's.
Remember when they were like, "Oh, I don't understand why you guys have to kiss hello." You know, they were trying to. The beast was like, "Oh, why you guys?" And it's seen on the camera. You guys are. You saw each other yesterday. You know, you're hugging and kissing. It's not
right. Friends.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of a thing. Everybody gets a kiss on the cheek.
Like, yeah, it's completely normal.
You're in South Florida. This is Latin land.
Right.
Okay?
I know. And it's funny because I'll go back up to Michigan sometimes and I'll like instinctively try to give some. And I was like, "Wait, this is not Florida." people are like, "What are you doing?" I'm nothing. I'm just saying hello.
Like, I
wasn't like trying to
her.
Kiss you.
Right?
Her
boyfriend was right there. He gave me a kiss on the cheek.
It's too funny.
No, you don't have a chance.
No, right?
I thought I did. Yeah, people make assumptions about our lifestyles. Let's talk about the stigmas or the assumptions that people, you know. So, particularly meeting someone and they think that I've gotten, "Oh, what are you doing here?" Or, You must do something else. Like it's
there's a lot of that.
You know.
When are you gonna get a real job?
Yeah. It's like, bitch, I make more money than you.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a reason I'm still doing
exactly.
this job.
Exactly.
Not because I like your face.
So what are some of the assumptions that people make about
I don't know.
You and your position.
I mean, Well, they do assume you're sleeping with everybody, all of your regulars. I actually had a bar back that thought that once. He was like, you got this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. I'm like, I don't even know this person's first name. Like, I just see him every week when they come in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see him after work. Like, you think they're sitting around waiting until 5:30 in the morning? They are done, passed out by then.
Yeah, the game is over.
Yeah, I won.
Right, exactly. I got the money.
Yeah,
I'm clean. Yeah, I'm going home.
Out stumbling.
Yes. There's the stigma about not having a real job. When you're going to grow up, like, you have to figure out something else. That you're not intelligent.
Yeah.
They think that, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know that have like master's degrees and they're serving and bartending. You're like, mm-hmm. you know, they went, they found something they enjoyed and it's making them money.
Yeah.
Why is that looked down upon?
Absolutely.
So it's a career, not a job for everybody. It's a career.
Yeah.
So
I think that's one of the biggest things we try to bring the light on the show is that it can be a career for everybody.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this, we always talk about that. And
yeah. The career is taking a hit right now.
Yeah, yes. Well, there's a lot of businesses that are taking a hit too, though. So, you know, it is as a whole, as a country as a whole, we're
hanging on by a thread.
Yes. I can't say as a country, brutal. As a world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no,
yeah,
this that's
is
true.
What we are going through is worldwide. It is not just here. The entire industry across the world is taking a hit.
Yeah. do you have any sensitivities about certain stigmas and things like that?
No, I mean, everything kind of goes over my shoulder naturally. Yeah, anyway,
you get used to it. Yeah. You're just like, whatever.
But everything that she said was correct. You know what I mean? Sometimes they look down at you or look at you like you're the help and whatever. And you're like, half the people at the table probably make more money than you. And then the other half.
I got more time than you.
Exactly. you're stressed out because you're paying for them.
Right? I get to be the center of the party and make money at the same time.
Yeah, that's one thing that we do, and we kind of do it by, you know, we have to do it. We blend our work time with our party time, you know? And I say party meaning, you know, our entertainment. Sometimes our social time is our work time for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're so close to our coworkers and, you know, well, some of them.
Yeah, and, absolutely. I mean,
you know, you see people, they're generally in a good mood, particularly at the bar, you know, they're celebrating, you know, particularly at the tables, you know, hey, you know, it's my birthday and this and that.
Yeah.
And you join in and you facilitate that.
Yeah.
You know, so in relationship to what we're the subject of the show, it can be if normally you'd say opposites attract. And, you know, you tend to have a balance in people. So somebody's, you know, the outgoing one and the other person's kind of like the more reserved and they don't really talk. So it's more amplified when you're the person in the industry.
Yeah.
And you're that host, the life of the party. But you have to be. That's what your job is.
It's hard to turn that off, though. Like if I'm not at work, I feel like I'm still, like if I'm hanging out with people. You know, you're still making the drinks for people. You need another beer? I got you. You know, like, always.
And you don't even mind it. I went on vacation with my family for a wedding last month, and I made every drink, yo. Like, it was, I was cooking. I was like, I was just kind of just running good, but we're family. And I mean, it was awesome. We had a great time. They go, yeah, you're coming with us everywhere. I go, okay, that's fine.
Plus, particularly, I think in your case, you know how. You know what I mean? Helps. You make the drinks because you know you're not gonna mess it up.
Right.
You know, you're like, what are you doing? Give me that. Why are you using that?
I'm the same way. I'll make it myself. They'll taste my like, ooh, that's so good. Yeah, here you want one, I got you.
Right? I'll make you the same thing. I'm just gonna tell you because you won't get it.
Definitely. I mean, because you understand balance in the beverages and
right. You know. And I'm sure it's the same thing with cooking. Like you get used to how much a certain amount is and like what things would be the main and what complements it and that type of thing. But I mean, there's definitely been times where I put things together and I was like, why? It was not a good idea. But, you know, it's few and far between.
Have you ever had to dull your shine? Not had to, but have you had made that mistake in the past, dulling your shine for that reason? Like, let's say you have a person that's, you know, more reserved than you said, it's kind of hard to turn it off.
Yeah, I mean,
you should always try to be yourself, I feel like, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I mean, your level of energy can be way up here and you're like, and they're just not having it. You're like, all right, I'm going to just tone it down for now. Because I am that person that I will be when I'm out, again, because we know everybody. I'm, you know, bouncing around back and forth here. Why can't you just sit still? Why do you have to go and talk to everybody?
Like, I know him.
You're here with me right now. Why do you have to go and talk to everyone? Well, then why are we here? Because I can't just sit in a corner and be like, hi, I'm going to wave to you from over here.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because I do that. I bounce around.
Yeah.
That's what we all do.
If you go out with me, I am not stuck to your side.
No.
I'm conscious of including everybody.
Right. And that's, I feel like it's almost like I have to. Like, it's like, I'm going to ignore you more than to make everybody else feel, instead of making them feel like the third wheel or something like that.
Yeah, true.
I lean more that direction. But yeah, it's like.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do the same. I'm
apparently that's a problem. Huh? Apparently that's a problem sometimes.
Sometimes. But like you said, there are those instances where you go somewhere like that nobody knows you. Like you would go to like a Del Rey or your neighbor in town, because you need to have to have a balance in your relationship. You have to give them their time too. You know what I mean? So you try to. But they should also know if you're going somewhere local.
Yeah.
This is your town, and you know everybody. At that night, you're going to be that person that's up and around and talking to people.
Right. And I'm not going to leave you if you don't know anybody.
No, absolutely not.
But you can come with me you're talking to these people, so I'm going to go talk to these
people. Exactly. Like, if you see them engaging in a conversation with somebody else, and that's when you go and make your quick little rounds.
Yeah.
Right? And you try to exactly. Yeah. That's like the key. Like,
I'm going to say hi up front real quick.
Like, I was out with my family last night, and we were all out, you know, with my dad and my uncle, and we were all in. But they knew each other, and they were watching the game. So at those points, I would run over and hang out with all my friends. I mean, we weren't far apart from each other, but at the same time, it was actually, the problem was that they wouldn't put the game on right in front of us. So I couldn't be with my friends and be with my, so we had to kind of bounce around. But because of that, you know, I felt like I had to be over here sometimes, be over there sometimes. And it just happens to be that way.
Mm. Yeah, you got to be a strong person to understand that, though.
True.
You know,
we never said it was easy.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. It's giving me PTSD.
He's going back.
Where'd you go? You left me. I'm right here.
You're right?
You can see me.
I'm 2 feet away from you.
I did not leave the building. I promise you.
I didn't even go pee. I just like get out your sight. I'm right next to you. I could, if I wanted to, I could hear the conversation you were having with that person next to you.
Yeah, it's good talking about it because, you know, I know it's not just me. You know, that's a thing when you know, you have that social thing and you engage, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know how they're doing, what's going on. And then, you know, and generally, I probably shouldn't say this, I find a lot of people boring and I'll just leave them. Let's say if we're in mixed company or if I'm in like my you know, significant other's circle, I am bored to tears. You know, I'm looking at, you hear what they're talking about right now?
It's like a Snoopy thing. Like it's like you hear that. Rah, 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 rah. You have no idea what they're saying.
You know what it's like. What's that? It's like maybe go to Bed Bath and Beyond.
Home Depot. Go to Home Depot. Time.
Yeah. Is this what we talk about?
What? And then you see somebody you know, and you're like, "All right, that's my out."
Yeah.
Or you see the one, talk to this person, you know, right? Cool person that can actually, you know,
connect with you.
Connect. Yeah.
Right. They don't have to even be in the industry. They could just be a normal person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like you just, you know, there's certain people that, I get it. I hear you.
Yeah, your threshold for the mundane is not there. You know, you can't do it. So, yeah, I find a lot of them boring. It's got nothing to say, so I just kind of haul off myself.
Well, the key is you got to try to surround yourself with interesting people as much as possible.
Yeah, but when you're in other people's circles.
When it's not your choice.
Yeah, when it's not your choice, I hear you.
You know, we've been describing when they're in our circle.
Right.
You know, so when you're the plus one, exactly. Or you're going to their Christmas party or whatever, and they're, you know.
And you're so used to being the life of the party, you're like, right, do I take it over or do I just kind of let
That's check? True. We do tend to take over parties.
Right. Yeah, it happens.
When the party needs saving.
Weddings or something.
They need me.
You're like, all right, everybody in the bar.
They need me on that line. They want me on that line.
Yes.
You're like, who's having shots?
Exactly. Oh, that's happened way too many times.
It's so stuffy in here. You got to loosen it up a little bit.
And sometimes y'all need to relax. Come on, let's go.
And you'll buy too. You know, just you'll buy that win. You don't care. It's like, it's on me. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, come on. We got you.
Shot. And they're like,
who needs a drink? You do? Well, you do. You definitely do.
Let me get a green tea. What is
that? We'll
get
you a drink.
You never had one? You're going to love it. You want one? Next thing you know, what are you doing?
Making everybody enjoy themselves.
All right, they hear someone went to the bathroom, and next thing you know, it's like you hear Nelly in the background. You're like, "What did you do?"
Yo, you would take over the music.
I do.
You'd be like, "Move over."
This is not working right now. We need to change this up.
You are the jukebox guy, man.
I am.
You will make sure that jukebox is tight.
Yeah, you always need one though. Otherwise, they're jumping around. And you're like, what is this music?
Yeah. You can't leave it to all these different people to you know, one part's Enya and the other part is, you know.
And it's so funny. And I'll go to places and they'll be like, Danny, you played that? And I go, no, actually, I didn't. So somebody actually has some good taste here. But, but then it's like the bartender look at me like, that was you, right? I go, no, that wasn't me. You know, I mean, because they're so used to, you know, me jumping in or when we come in the building, oh, it's, the tone is set for that at that point.
Yeah. No, it can really make or break a night.
Yeah.
There's been many bars that will turn off their jukebox after a couple of rounds just because it's not working.
It's going south.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't they take those songs out that they don't like?
They can, yeah.
Okay. They just probably.
I don't know. You know what? There's one guy that used to come in and like play the Barney song every time he came. Like he worked there, but he would come in and like play the Barney song when he was on his way out. I don't know why that was still on there. Yes, seriously. And you're just like, not again.
Don't give me a look.
No, I was amazed that it was there. You know, everybody
they have
knows
everything on there.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's just too many things to scroll through to eliminate.
To eliminate, okay.
But then you can, I mean, especially obviously you have the power to skip too. You're like, nope.
Yeah, they do have they do have the power to skip behind the bar or whatever. Or
usually control. The manager, but
yeah, I think like I'm thinking now it's digital, then it's probably wide open.
Oh yeah,
you can still put limits on there, like if you don't want a certain type of music.
Okay.
Yeah, because there are certain bars that we go to and they won't have certain songs, and you go to the next bar, I'm like, but it's still Touch Tooth has everything. You're like,
yeah,
it's because they didn't put any restrictions on there at all. But yeah, but some of them are ridiculous. Like it blocks like a whole
stuff. Genre.
It doesn't make sense.
You'd be like, right? What happened to that music?
There's only five songs available. This is all you get to play.
Brings you back when there were actually CDs in this, this machine.
Yeah. You get 20 options. That's it.
Talk to me about how your holidays go.
What holidays?
Exactly.
You'd be like, oh, are you? What are we doing for Christmas? I don't know. I have to work. What are you doing?
I'm surprised I still get asked.
Right? I mean, sometimes, you might get half the day off. But it's like, do you want to do the morning or do you want to do night? Usually you have to work something. Everybody's like, you cannot request off for these holidays. You just don't take holidays off. You know, like anytime there's something going on, and people, I had a friend who used to ask me all the time. She was like, oh, I have a long weekend. You know, I should come in, or you should come, come here or whatever. And I was like, all right, you have a long weekend. That means I work extra.
Yeah.
True. I work extra days.
Yeah.
So. true.
You know, it's just, you don't get holidays. Who's you don't get any, shit? Right? When everybody wants to be out hanging out because they have time, that means that we need to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, like any long weekend, like you said, that's our time.
Yeah, it's and a long work weekend.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, because you make the money.
Yeah,
yeah. People are happier on holidays. It's true. And any event, you don't go to concerts unless they're like on an off day. Yeah, any big event, you're gonna work it. So you do holidays on different days. You're like, all right, we'll celebrate in January.
Yeah, you just gotta. You gotta throw something together.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's say you're throwing something together, or one person from the restaurant's getting married, or something like that, or a couple people going on vacation, you butt naked. Because mm-hmm. like the schedule starts to thin out real quickly.
Real quick.
Yeah.
You know? Where's everybody? No, they went to that wedding.
All right. No, and that even if like weddings and stuff, people are like, all right, well, how many people can take off work? So we can only invite like 5 people to the wedding. Which 5 do we want to take off work to be able to go to the wedding?
And you got to make sure you procure those days off before you even send the invites out.
Oh, yeah,
you got,
right. Yeah. No, you it's true.
Let me get my day off.
I had a friend who got, was in the industry. She got married on a Sunday just because everybody worked Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
No. I mean, the majority of the people that are going to the wedding would be available on a Sunday. To everybody else, that'd be a weird day to get married.
True. My cousin just got married last week or 2 weeks ago on a Saturday. I had to work.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, it felt rude-ish, I guess, but.
Yeah, but if you put a wedding on like a Tuesday and somebody would be like, oh, I have to work. I couldn't get off.
No, it was here in West Palm or something.
Oh.
But that's, again, the double standard. Like if you put a wedding on a Tuesday and somebody was like, well, I can't get off. I have to work. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I understand that. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
but to you, point. Saturday is Tuesday. So.
That's an excellent point. Yeah.
Why do we feel guilty and they don't?
See, they hit us with a double standard,
right?
No, yeah, they do. Because you know, you get that way. They put that pressure on you that you can't do something on. We're gonna have that party or that barbecue or whatever.
Right, well, have fun.
You know, and you're like, I can't go. Well, why can't you go? It's like.
Because it's a Saturday.
That's my time.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I suit up.
You're like, are you going to pay me the amount of time that I make, like the money I would have made to take off? I didn't think so.
Nope. And that's what a wedding is, right? Mm. You're taking off plus you're spending money.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, slide that
that's
gift.
That's vacation that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the show. You got bills still. Okay, you just took off a whole weekend.
That's the whole week. The week is taking a whole weekend.
Your weekend is your whole week. Okay?
That's true.
So, yeah.
Like, and we work really just the weekend. We work, you know, I think between like what Thursday through Sunday. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
So, that's it.
I mean, we try to do everything Monday through Wednesday. You get a bunch of stuff done, more than the average person who's working getting done.
True.
But we need to make our money on the weekend.
True.
Yeah.
When I'm going on vacation by myself, I automatically start that search on Monday.
Yeah.
Just because I know that I'm not going to have a headache trying to get the time.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wherever I'm going. I'm sure it's not the prime days, but.
We kind of enjoy that anyways, right?
We have a good time.
We don't like when there's too many people.
That's true.
That we have to deal with.
we'll amp it up either way.
Yeah, exactly. We are the party, remember?
That's right. We are the party.
I said great weekday vacations.
Yeah.
Speaking of the party, I have to come see you.
I know.
I gotta come, you know, sit at the bar. And
now that we have bar seats back?
Ah, yeah.
It was really painful when we did it.
For a bartender without a bar?
Yes.
That is painful, yes.
You know, we pretended to be servers for a little bit while still making drinks.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it broke down to.
Yeah. We had a section.
You got to do something.
Yeah. Well, you can't just sit there and, you know, serve as well.
at least it's not New York City with, you know, no space.
Right. There's no tables or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's winter. Nobody's going to sit outside.
No. Yeah. That was Michigan did the same thing. They went no indoor dining, only outdoor dining only. You're like, it's 30 degrees. Nobody's going to sit outside.
No, order takeout. We're going
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And get a bottle of tequila and we'll call it a night.
Exactly. That was, you know, one good thing that came from it is, you know, places that weren't able to sell alcohol like in quantities like that can sell it now.
True.
At least temporarily.
Yeah.
Like sell, you know, like bottles of wine, liquor drinks, just have a sticker on top, you know. If you haven't tried that one, a lot of times they have specials too. I don't know. Go cups with the sticker on top.
I mean, this
it's like it's like being in New Orleans, right? They had the drive-through daiquiri place. They just can't put the straw in it.
Ah,
okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting around
I
it.
Like
right. It's like Texas though. They have, you know, you can't drink in your car, but they can sell like individual beers on ice in every gas station that they'll give to you in a paper bag.
Don't go give the face like you've never seen that before.
No, no, no. It's that's not what the face was. It's just one of those things where you know, you can get a bottle of wine to go if there's food on the check, and you just gotta open it.
Right, it has to be open. It can be full.
Yeah, it just has to be.
But it has to be open. Yeah,
previously open. Yeah. You know, it's just all these little things are curious. You know, it's fun.
Loopholes.
And you wonder, like, why? Yeah. Why bother?
What are you really doing?
What are you doing?
Besides making it difficult.
Somebody's happy about it.
Red tape. They had to do it.
Red tape, red tape.
Red tape.
Somebody probably made some money off of it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I do appreciate giving us the time again. This round table.
Hey, you know.
And your perspective.
It's always interesting.
Let me know how the relationship is going.
Right? Yeah. To get past all this, maybe I shouldn't let him listen to this.
Well.
No, I don't think anything was bad. I don't think there's anything negative. No,
nothing that I haven't said to his face already.
Nothing he doesn't know already. Exactly. That's for sure. That is for sure. The cat's out of the bag years ago.
Right? Yes. This is very true.
But thank you. Thank you. And thank you out there for listening. Yeah, reach out to me on the IG and let us know how you like the show. Any, if you would like, I'd like you to nominate someone that you'd like me to interview. It's a rock star at your restaurant or bar. And we'll pick their brain and we'll showcase your place. And you can reach me at The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram, or you can email me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. See, that's where the line comes.
That's where the line is. It's not even my line in the first place. We'll see you next time, people.
Later.
Bye. Check it out, shorty. This is the story. Through good and bad times, I know you're always in for me. We started off poor, now we rich and you bored me. You went through selling shoes and shopping sprees while on tour, please. You know how the ice drips so cold they give neck freeze. What you gonna do? Get mad and go spend G's. Where you think it's coming from? You think this grows on trees? Ma, what you bugging for? You think I can just leave? Come on, slow down for real, get it together. I know you my boo, but right now, it's stormy weather. If we can get through this, we'll be together. I don't mean right now, but girl, I mean forever. Come on, slow down for real, get it together. I know you my boo, but right now, it's stormy weather. If we can get through this, we'll be together. I don't mean right now, but girl, I mean forever.